You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
You're listening to the Crime Alert Hourly Update. Here now, some of the biggest stories of the week.
A dramatic twist in the investigation into the death of beloved star Matthew Perry. Federal authorities have charged five individuals, including Perry's personal assistant and two doctors, in connection with the death of the star. The indictment reveals a web of deceit and exploitation as a way to make quick money. Here's U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyways. In the end, these defendants were more interested in profiting off Mr. Perry than caring for his well-being.
Kenneth Iwamasa, Perry's longtime personal assistant, along with Dr. Mark Chavez, Dr. Salvador Plasencia, Eric Fleming, and Jasveen Sangha, known in some circles as the, quote, ketamine queen, are facing serious allegations, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The office revealed that all five defendants are charged with conspiring to distribute ketamine, the drug that led to Perry's tragic death last October 28, 2023. Perry was found unresponsive in his Pacific Palisades hot tub. The official autopsy confirmed death from, quote, acute effects of ketamine combined with drowning. Perry had been undergoing ketamine infusion therapy for depression and anxiety, but investigators determined that the amount of ketamine in his system at the time of death far exceeded what would have been expected from such a therapy. The indictment details a disturbing operation involving code names for ketamine, which was referred to as, quote, Dr. Pepper, cans, and bots among the accused. Investigators uncovered that Iwamasa allegedly administered over 20 ketamine shots in the last 4 days of Perry's life for $55,000 in cash, even though he knew Perry was spiraling out of control. Here's U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada again.
Defendant Plasencia saw this as an opportunity to profit off of Mr. Perry. He wrote in a text message in September 2023, quote, I wonder how much this moron will pay.
In the meantime, Sangha's residence was also reportedly raided, revealing a treasure trove of drugs, including 80 miles of ketamine, meth pills, cocaine, and Xanax, according to authorities. Prosecutors are charging the group with conspiracy to distribute ketamine, maintaining drug-involved premises, and falsifying records.
A former Colorado cardiologist is convicted in Denver of drugging and raping nearly a dozen women after meeting them on dating apps. The jury found Stephen Matthews, age 36, guilty of 35 felony counts of assault and sexual assault involving 11 victims. Matthews was arrested in March of last year after a woman reported he had drugged and assaulted her during a date. As more victims came forward, the charges against him grew, leading to a total of 51 felony charges. One of the women, first name Audrey, talked to CBS News.
Doing the right thing is hard, but you can do it if you really need to. And I think I really need to in order to protect other women.
By October, Matthews had pleaded not guilty, but the jury found him guilty on all but three charges, crimes spanning from 2019 to early 2023. Victims shared similar stories as Audrey. They met Matthews on dating apps like Hinge and Tinder. And after meeting him for drinks, they would lose memory of the evening and wake up disoriented, often in his home. Some only realized what had happened after finding explicit photos that Matthews had taken without their consent. A juror who spoke out said the evidence was overwhelming, including disturbing text message and the photos that Matthews had taken of the women.
In Texas, a 12-year-old girl is dead after police say her mother and father allegedly failed to seek medical attention for her life-threatening injuries. This according to a news conference from Sheriff David Soward. The little girl's parents did not seek medical attention, not taking her to the doctor or calling 911, even though the little girl was mentally and physically incapacitated and non-responsive. It was only when the little girl went into respiratory distress that the mother finally called 911. Here's more from Sheriff David Soward.
911 dispatchers here at my office received a call from a lady that said her daughter was in need of medical attention. having trouble breathing, maybe even stopped breathing. While the deputies and EMS were en route, the lady left with the child. My dispatchers made contact with them again and told them to pull off on the side of the road, transported to Methodist Atascosa Hospital here in Jordanton. And a helicopter was dispatched, but she was never airlifted. The child passed away in the emergency room.
The 13-year-old victim, identified as Miranda Sipps, received life-threatening injuries and suffered in her home for 4 days without her parents taking her to the doctor. When questioned by authorities, her mother said she offered her smoothies and tried to nurse her back to health, this while the child was unconscious. The sheriff's department has not released the cause of injuries, but the girl's mother, Denise Valbonita, and stepfather, Gerald Gonzalez, were arrested and charged with injury to a child causing serious bodily injury by omission, a third-degree felony. Upon receiving the 911 call, medical staff tried to treat the girl, but she was pronounced dead. Autopsy results are pending.
For more crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.